Quad City Sports Network presents Dayton Fly Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Specialist Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of Dayton Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown.
Profiler Performance.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, from
Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, the home of the Butler Bulldogs. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball this afternoon. It's a double dip as they take on the Butler Bulldogs in the first of four. Two games today and two games tomorrow. So it should be an exciting game, and should be exciting two games. The Flyers come in at 13-8. They're just impressive when it comes to their hitting. They got shut out last week against Eastern Illinois, and then they came back and walloped them 17-11 in the next game, the last game of the year, or the last game of the series. They will play four games here against Butler. Two games, like I said, two games today and two games tomorrow. We'll have all of them for you right here on the Gem City Sports Network. On the mound for the Flyers, it will be Eli Magic. Magic is 2-1, making his third start, eighth appearance. He's pitched 15 and two-thirds innings, giving up 13 hits, 12 runs, 10 of them earned, 9 walks, 18 strikeouts, and has a 5.74 ERA. And for the Bulldogs, it's Tyler Banks. Banks is 1-2 on the year. He's making his sixth start, his seventh appearance. He's pitched 19 and a third innings, giving up 26 hits, 22 runs, 19 of them earned. He's walked 9 and struck out 19. Has got an 8.84 ERA. We had a chance to talk to Coach King just a little bit ago, and we have that for you, plus our player profile. And we'll have that for you right after this. You're listening to Dayton Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here on the pregame show, we're here with the head coach of the Dayton Flyers, Jason King. And Coach, four-game series against the Butler Bulldogs, and you're right in the middle of a road trip, too.
Yeah, so it's an interesting week where, you know, we're on the road and coming off a road series last weekend, but I think some of this stuff early on is good. I think it gets your team together and gets everyone around each other quite a bit, and I think that's really good to get a season started.
You had a two-hitter against Eastern Kentucky. You had to be pretty proud of the pitching that day.
Yeah, the guys did a really good job. Tran got the start and did a very nice job, and then Brush and Densmore both pitched well first shutout of the year. So anytime you do that, you're happy. So I really liked how those guys threw.
You got the Butler Bulldogs for first of four. It's gonna be a couple of long games or long weekend with four games in 2 days.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be good baseball. I mean, obviously, you know, 18 innings each day, it's a fair amount of baseball. But you know, my background is I've done that a lot in the past, so I'm pretty used to it. But I think just to get the guys out there, just to play a lot of baseball, see some guys maybe that you wouldn't see on a regular basis, and you know, get ready for league play.
I was going to ask you if you're going to get a chance to see a lot more players in both games or all four games.
I think positionally, I'd say it'll look similar. But pitching-wise, when you have that many innings in a short amount of time, you're certainly going to see some guys that maybe haven't been getting as many chances in the past. But, you know, we're hoping that some of the guys now with the starters that they can go longer. So I think, you know, I think there'll be some innings there that are up for grabs. But hopefully if we pitch the way we want, it won't be a lot.
Who you got starting for the series?
So on Saturday, we'll have Magic and Fennell. And then on Sunday, we'll have Steinhauer and Newell.
Steinhauer pitched pretty good his last time out, too.
Yeah, he's been pitching well. I think he's been consistent for us this year, and I think we know what we're going to get with him out there. So when he's starting for us, we feel good about it.
You got a four-game set with Butler, and then get a little vacation because you won't have to play until Friday against Fordham, and then that league starts. So, is this going to be like a prelude to the start of the league?
Well, we play next week on Tuesday, so we play at Ohio on Tuesday.
That's right.
Yep. So, no, it's just, you know, it's a one game at a time mentality. But obviously the preparation is, you know, the stuff you do early on, obviously you want to win, and it's important. But we also want to see kind of what we have, and I think we have a pretty good idea of what that all looks like. But, yeah, one more away game after the weekend, and then, you know, we'll be home for the weekend. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, with ESPN3 and ESPN Plus being able to do the games, do you get a chance to watch a lot of the opponents, like, say, Butler or Fordham coming up, Ohio U?
We watch every opponent, but it's not – a lot of times it's not on an ESPN broadcast. We have a scouting software that's called Synergy.
Oh, okay.
As well as True Media. So we use those, and we pretty much watch every pitch and, you know, every swing throughout – you know, definitely from this year and some from the past, depending on how many at-bats and innings guys have. But we watch everybody and get a pretty good idea of what they can and can't do.
Okay, now what do you know about Butler?
It looks like, you know, they like to swing a lot, and I think we have, you know, I think our pitchers, if we do what we're capable of, I think, you know, we can keep them off balance, and then, but they're dangerous. And then pitching-wise, I think they have some good arms, just like everybody else. And then, but I think as you get to the bullpen, it gets a little lighter. So it'll be important for us to kind of do what we've been doing this year, is grind out the at-bats, take our walks when we should, and then be ready to hit when we have the chance to drive runners in.
Yeah, you know, last weekend you lost, you got shut out for the first time this year against Eastern Illinois, and then you come back and you just blew them out of the water with 17 runs. So what was the mentality going into that last game with Eastern Illinois?
No different than it was in the first game or even in the game that we got shut out. I think we have a good group of hitters. I think they have mature approaches for the most part. And I think they know what they need to do, and it's our job to keep them ready and keep them sharpened. But in general, I think, you know, sometimes you don't score runs. It just happens, and that's the nature of hitting. But I don't think that's going to be frequent with the lineup that we have.
You know, I'll sit there and watch the games and stuff like that, and I'll say, well, they're down 2-0, and I'm waiting for that big inning to come along, because you guys have been – it seems like you get a big inning almost every game.
Yeah, I mean, the lineup's, you know, top to bottom has a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you look, I think how you can tell the sign of a really good hitter is you look at the strikeouts to walks and you compare those. And I think a lot of our guys are pretty close. And in some ways, we have guys that have more walks than strikeouts. And then you combine that with some guys that are dangerous as far as power and then guys that have some speed. I think there's a lot of things that the lineup is capable of.
Okay, well, Coach, good luck today, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Today's player profile is being brought to you by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. Joining us today is Omar Daniels from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Loving this cold weather, I know that. So he's a grad student, and Omar, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today.
You like this cold weather?
I do not, actually. Can't wait for it to get warm.
Well, you never know about this. It's Ohio. Give it 5 minutes, it'll change. Okay, we're going to have different questions. We did this last year. We're going to have a lot of different questions this year. So I hope you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. Okay, what is your major and how's that going? I know you've already graduated, but how's it going?
So my major now is technology enhanced learning, and it's very complicated, to say the least. Creating websites, creating videos and stuff like that is not the easiest thing to do, especially when you have no experience doing it, but it's not easy, but it's going pretty well. I'm learning new things every day about it and hoping to one day be able to use what I'm learning to do what I want to do in the future.
I'm doing that just on the computer, and I'm computer stupid, you know?
Technology doesn't always work in everybody's hands.
Hey, how old were you when you first started playing baseball?
I was 3 years old.
Started early then, huh?
Very early. This is my 20th year playing baseball.
Wow. You're getting to be good at this then.
I am.
Okay, do you have any hobbies other than outside baseball?
One hobby that I miss and can't wait to do after this year is fishing. Can't wait to get back on the water.
Oh, yeah? Well, we used to have a bass tournament here at Indian Lake, but they can't have it this year because of the tornadoes. But anyway, is there a player that you watched growing up that you would like to be like? It could be any sport.
I can't say there's one single player. I'm a fan of many people, and I like to watch many people and compare them and then also compare myself to them and see where I stand. So there's a bunch of people that I would love to, like, I just love to watch, and can't just name one.
Well, just name a couple.
The first one is very new, I'd have to say, is Jazz Chisholm. He's very electric. I love watching him play. Who else would I have to say? I'd probably have to say, when I was very young, Derek Jeter. I was a big Yankees guy when I was very young.
It's hard to hear that.
But now, I'm probably going to have to say Ozzie Albies and Acuna.
Okay. If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, and I'm sure you've had a chance to talk to quite a few, what is one thing you would say about Dayton and wanting them to come here?
I would probably tell them it's going to be tough, but everybody here, all the coaches, all the players, the staff, everybody has their best interests out for you. Everybody loves each other, and it's a close-knit group, so no matter how tough it gets, just keep working and just keep talking to your teammates because they're going to get you through it.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for athletes today?
The biggest challenge for athletes today probably now has to be dealing with NIL and money. Everybody's trying to be in it for the money and losing love for the game and losing the passion that they used to have just because people want to make it a huge business now. So I'd just probably tell people, like, if you do what you have to do on the field, everything else will set itself for you.
Okay, now, how do you think your teammates and coaches would describe you right now?
How would they describe me right now? I'd have to say a workhorse, because this year is different than the rest. I've struggled this year, and I've just been working. Everybody's been seeing me put my head down and go to work. Everybody's been in my back corner just supporting me through the whole thing and just trying to get me back to who I used to be.
Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Do you
have time to watch it?
I do have time to watch it now that I'm a grad student. I'd have to say my favorite TV show. Shout out to Carlos Castillo for putting me on this show, but I'd have to say it's Power.
Okay, if you were invited to that show, would you go?
I would.
Why?
It's just a great show. Like, okay. There's so much action, so much energy in the show, and the cast, from what I've seen, just seems very great. Like, good people to be around.
Okay, now that you're a grad student, would you be willing to take an incoming freshman, and show them the ropes about what's going on here at Dayton?
I would. That would also be another challenge, because there's a lot of things going on, but that would be a fun thing to do, and just teach them how to go about things, teach them the way, and just hope they learn from it and they're able to do it for somebody else in the future.
After you graduate from Dayton, you want to continue to play baseball elsewhere?
I want to continue to play baseball, and I also want to end up coaching. I want to help other kids. I want to teach them what I've learned and make them better than me. Make them better than people I've played with and played against.
Would you want to coach here at Dayton with Coach King? Or you want to go down to Florida where it's warmer?
I want to go somewhere warmer, but I also want to start young and put roots in the young kids and help them advance.
Like high school, maybe?
High school, middle school, and then eventually one day work my way up to the college level, maybe.
Oh, okay. What team, and it could be any team, would you like to play for? Any team. Let's go with baseball. Any baseball team would you like to play for besides the Yankees?
I'd have to say the Braves, because that's closest to my family, and they don't always get the opportunity to see me play, and every time they talk about it, they're always like, we want you to play close to home, so I'd have to say the Braves.
You get a chance to see them over down in Cincinnati?
I have one person that says Cincinnati, and I just can't do it. As much as I love Dayton, I need to get out of Ohio. It's very cold. It's very cold, and I can't deal with it.
Well, look at this. How would you like to be in Cleveland? Just give it 5 minutes, it'll snow.
I have mixed emotions about Cleveland, because that was my favorite team playing Little League Baseball. That was my favorite team I was on. I love the uniforms for some reason. So that'd be a coin flip if I could choose.
I like the sleeveless kind. You know?
Yep.
What's your favorite sports moment so far? I asked you this last year, and I don't know if it's changed or not, but what is your favorite sports moment?
My favorite sports
that's happened to you?
I don't know. I have two playing in my head right now. One is my senior year of high school hitting a leadoff home run to start the game, and then a walk-off home run to end the game.
Same game?
Same game.
Wow.
And then my second one, I want to say I was around 10, 11 years old playing at East Cobb in a tournament, and a kid hit a ball over my head, and I turned, started running, dove, couldn't see the ball at all, threw my glove out, and happened to go in my glove.
That's the best kind right there, right? People ask, how did you do that? How did you do that? I don't know.
Close my eyes and just let the ball fall in my glove.
If you were given a chance to play another sport, what would it be?
Football. I played football growing up. My dad and my brother played football. I was a pretty good quarterback, back to say so myself. And I would love to try to play football at the college level if I could start over again.
Does that help you with baseball too?
It does, because having to think as a quarterback is almost the same thing as going out there and having to know what you have to do each play, and you have to have that short-term memory, so like that helps with baseball a lot too.
Okay, who's been the most influential person in your life so far?
In my life, I'd probably have to say my mom, dad, and my grandma. Okay. They've gone through so much. They've always been there for me. They've always, like, no matter how they felt, like, they've always had their best interest in it for me. Like, they put their troubles aside to help me out. So I'd have to say it's my mom, dad, and my grandma.
Okay, now, here's one question that it's going to get a you may have to think about it for a second. If after you graduate, and it has to be after you graduate, if someone were to give you $1 million, what would you do with it? What would be the first thing you do with it?
The first thing I would do with that, I'd probably have to give that some of that money to my parents, because all the time they always remind me how much money they spent on me with travel ball and baseball, traveling, and even today, like, I'm asking for new stuff sometimes, they're like, you know how much money we spent on you for this? So I'd probably have to give some of that back to them.
Okay, now here's going to be the toughest question you'll have to answer. Probably even tougher than your exams. Okay? If you were a coach and you had a chance to pick your team players, your starting nine, who would you pick? And it could be anybody. Anybody in baseball. You could pick, go back to the start of baseball, back in the 1880s. You can name any one of them, even today's players.
I'm going to go Acuna in right field, Mike Trout in center field, Yordan Alvarez in left field. I'm going to stay true to the Braves here a little bit, so I'm going to go Freddie Freeman at first base. Second base, I'm going to have to say Jose Altuve. Shortstop is a toss-up. There's so many good shortstops. But one of my favorite shortstops is Brandon Crawford, so I'm going to go with Brandon Crawford. Third base, Tripper Jones. My catcher, just because I've been playing the show a lot recently, I'm going to put Josh Gibson back there behind the plate.
Who's he play for?
He was in the Negro Leagues a long time ago, and I've been playing the show, and he's been tearing it up for me, so I'm going to put him back there. And then my starting pitcher.
There's a lot to choose from there.
My starting pitcher. I'm gonna go with a healthy Shohei Ohtani.
Well, Omar, I want to thank you for coming on, and since your mom and dad aren't here, give them a shout out.
Hello, mom and dad. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting me through all these years, and I can't wait to see what happens next.
We'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. Think of bad moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4541 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Yeah, back here at Bulldog Park, we are getting set for action as the Dayton Flyers will take on the Butler Bulldogs in the first of four. Here's the starting lineup for the Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King. They come in at 13-8. They've won the last four out of five. Leading off and playing second base would be Ivan Arias. Batting second to shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mason Dobie. Batting fifth, the center fielder, David Padano. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Michael Adair. Batting eighth, back in the lineup, Nolan Watson behind the plate, and on in right field is Paxton Tomaney. Once again for the Flyers, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Mendez at third. Doby at third, or Mendez is in left, I'm sorry. Mendez in left, then Doby at third, Padano in center, and Yaman at first. Adair the DH, Watson behind the plate, and Tomaney in right field. And on the mound once again for the Flyers will be Eli Magic. And now the starting lineup for the Butler Bulldogs under head coach Blake Beamer. Leading off and playing shortstop is Carter DeRigi. Batting second, the designated hitter, Joey Urban. Batting third, the left fielder, Jack Moratnik. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Billy Wirch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Cade Lewis. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ryan Drum. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Xavier Carter. Batting eighth, the catcher, Drew Charney. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Ian Che. Once again for the Bulldogs, DeRigi at short, Urban at the DH, Moratnik is at in left. Wirch at third, Lewis at first, Drum in center. The bottom three go like this, Carter in right, Turney behind the plate, and Che at second base. The umpires are out there, and the coaches will be exchanging lineups here in just a couple of minutes. So the Flyers, they will have one more game on the road after this weekend. They will take on the Ohio U Bobcats on Tuesday. Then it'll be a day off, and then or they get back to practice. And then they got three games next weekend as the Fordham Rams come to town, and they start A-10 play. Now, they were picked to finish sixth in the A-10. That's not going to happen. If it happens, the other teams have got to be better than them. So, but anyway, here's the standings in the Big East, as that's where Butler resides. Creighton's at first at 15-3. St. John's is at 15-4 in second. In third, Georgetown is at 13-7. Seton Hall at 13-8. Butler comes in at 8-10. Xavier at 9-12. UConn 8-11, and Villanova 6-12. In the Atlantic 10, it goes like this. St. Louis is 12-4. Everybody has not played yet a game. Well, maybe they have. No, they haven't, not yet. But anyway, St. Louis is in first. They are 12-4. They've lost three in a row. VCU is in second. They are 14-6. Dayton, they are in third at 13-8. George Washington in fourth at 12-9. George Mason in fifth. Mason in fifth, they are at 9-8. Then Richmond and St. Joe are tied for sixth at 8-10. St. Bonaventure is at 7-11. Davidson 7-12. Fordham 7-13. UMass at 5-10. And Rhode Island at 5-11. And other games today, or other games on Friday, VCU is at Xavier, and this is a weekend series. Villanova is at George Mason. Fordham at St. John's. St. Joe's is at Kent State. Canisius is at George Washington. UMass at Seton Hall. Cincinnati travels to St. Louis to take on the Billikens in a rematch of the old, I think it's the Missouri Valley Conference games. Richmond is at High Point, Connecticut is at Rutgers, and Georgetown is at Ohio State. And today, there's some others that did not play yesterday, and one is a league game, and St. Bonaventure is at Rhode Island. Of course, Dayton is here for a doubleheader. Siena is at Davidson for a doubleheader, and Creighton is at Stanford out in Palo Alto, California. We're going to take a break. Be back with the national anthem and the first pitch right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profire Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drive wet winner Jeff Lutz
to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profile Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profile Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinderheads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profile Performance, they make cars they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, and now we live in a country with freedoms like no others, and at this time I'd like to present our national anthem.
Abroad with the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem here at Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, Indiana. Game one of a four-game set here at Butler. We'll have all games for you right here on the Gem City Sports Network. I made the trip over. And I want to wish the basketball Flyers the best of luck today as they take on Arizona in round two of the NCAA tournament. They really pulled one out the other day over Nevada out in Salt Lake City. So good luck to them. We'll have some updates as we get them. So defensively for the Butler Bulldogs, it is Lewis at first, Che at second, Dorigi at short, Wirch at third. Moroknik in center, or in left, Drummond center, Carter in right, Charney behind the plate, and Banks on the mound for the Bulldogs. Once again, Banks coming in, making his seventh appearance, his sixth start. He's pitched 19 in the third inning. He's given up 26 hits, 22 runs, 19 of them earned. Walked 9, struck out 19. Teams are batting 321 against him. And he's got an 8.84 ERA. Sal Giacomantonio is behind the plate. Tim Catton is at first, and Mark Lalo is at third. The umpires for you. Tyler Banks, a right-hander. Towing the rubber today for the Butler Bulldogs. Banks, a grad student from Littleton, Colorado. Played at his previous school was North Park. So, Ivan Arias will lead it off for the Flyers. Ivan coming
in. Once again, here's the battery for your Bulldog.
Ivan batting 273 with a home run, 10 runs batted in. He's got three doubles and two triples to his name and 21 hits.
Second baseman, number five, Ivan Arias.
Ivan from Boston. Boston, Massachusetts. So here's his... Banks goes from the stretch. Here's the first pitch, and it is in there for a called strike one. We are underway here at in Indianapolis at 12:06, the first of two. Banks getting the sign. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away and back to the backstop. We're it's one ball and one strike. Arias, Castillo, and Mendez do appear in the top of the first inning for the Flyers. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball up the middle, right to the second baseman, and he fires over to first, got him. So it goes Che to Lewis for the first out. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo batted 379 with three home runs, 18 runs batted in. He's got six doubles to his name to go along with that three home runs. Castillo stepping in. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. It hit the catcher and bounced all the way back to the backstop, which is not very far from the plate. Carlos from Hialeah, Florida. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, one strike with one down here in the first inning. Banks getting the sign from the dugout. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. A hefty cut by Castillo. A ball and two strikes with one out here in the top half of the first inning. David Mendez on deck. Banks sets. And delivers up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes with one out here in the top half of the first inning from Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, home of the Butler Bulldogs. Foul back into the screen, and count stays. Two balls, two strikes. Once again, defensively, it's Lewis, Che, Dorigi, and Wirtz the infield. As Banks gets the sign from the dugout. Get that new thing on their wrist. Here's the pitch. An old bloop foul to the right side and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Then you got Moroktik, Drum, and Carter in the outfield. Charney behind the plate, Banks on the mound for the Butler Bulldogs, dressed in their white jerseys with navy blue numbers. Check swing goes around. First strikeout of the game for Banks, and that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez batting 455 with three home runs.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
He's got three doubles and a triple to his name. David, his from Aldi, Virginia, Independence High School. Time called there for a second as Mendez will step in. Dayton in their black jerseys with red numbers, white trim. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike at the letters. One ball, or no balls in the strike. Glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon from Butler University. Next pitch is a ball, one ball, and one strike. Standing on deck is Mason Dobie, third baseman. Pete Sass at first base. Here's a pitch. Misses low. 2-1. Coach Jason King at third. Here's a stretch by Banks. Delivers and a foul ball back out of play over towards my car. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here in the first. No score. There's a stretch by Banks, and he delivers a 2-2. Fly ball, little looper out towards center field. That's going to get down. No, that's going to hang up in there. And the center fielder, Drum, is going to corral it.
Nobody
and that's going to do it for the
Bulldogs.
That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. At the end of a half inning, it's the Flyers nothing, and the Bulldogs coming to play back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at salesohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We move to the bottom half of the first inning, and it'll bring up Dorigi, Urban, and Moroknik for the Bulldogs. On the mound is Eli Magic. Magic is a senior from Cincinnati. Went to St. X down in Cincinnati. He comes in making his eighth appearance, his third start. He's pitched 15 and two-thirds innings, given up 13 hits, 12 runs, 10 earned. Walked 9, struck out 18. Teams are batting .224 against him. And he's got a 5.74 ERA. He is 2-1 on the season. Defensively for the Flyers, it is Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Dobie at third, Mendez, Padano, and Tomani the outfield from left to right. Watson back behind the plate after an injury, and Magic on the mound. Ryan McDougal did a hell of a job taking his place while he was recuperating, so I'm sure we'll see McDougal here in one of these games, at least one of them. This kid's got a hell of a bat right now, so they can't keep him out too long. So Carter Dorigi will lead it off. Dorigi batting .440 with two home runs, 22 runs batted in.
And on the mound, 25.
He's got three doubles, two triples.
Leading off the bottom of the first for your Bulldogs, the shortstop. Number
four, so here's Carter Dorigi, the shortstop, standing in, batting left-handed. Dorigi standing in and takes the first pitch in there for a called strike one. Dorigi, a left-hander. Here's a swing and a nasty curveball by Magic. Dorigi from Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. A six-foot junior. Here's the pitch, and a foul back out of play over onto the track. just to our left. Tennis courts to our right that are in a dome. So Majic gets the sign. Now he sets and delivers the 0-2 pitch and a fly ball back out of play down the left field side and back on the track. It's lane three. Count stays no balls, two strikes. There's a fly ball. Another one back out of play over on the track. Count stays no 0-2. Majic delivers. Called strike three, got the outside corner. First strikeout for Majic. That's going to bring up Joey Urban. Urban batting 261 with a home run, 19 runs batted in. He's got six doubles. Urban, a sophomore from Jupiter, Florida. Outfielder, 5'11". Bats right-handed. Here's a pitch by Majic. In there for a called strike. He's getting the strikes today. 0-1 to count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike two. No balls, two strikes. Majic delivers. Just misses low and inside for a ball. Here's a stretch, or the windup by Majic. And he delivers. They called strike three. When he is on, he is on.
Jack Marotnick.
That'll bring up Jack Marotnick. Marotnick batting 348 with six home runs, 19 runs batted in, four doubles and a triple to go along with his 23 hits. And he's a redshirt sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, with Brabuff Jesuit. First pitch is a strike, one, no balls and a strike to Marotnick. Eli delivers. Outside for a ball, one ball and one strike with two down here in the bottom half of the first inning. Play two nine-inning affairs here this afternoon, two nine-innings tomorrow. On deck, Billy Wirch. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two down here in the first. Majic delivered in a pop-up, and that's going to get out of play. Wind blowing from right to left. Majic getting the sign as delivers to Marotnick, I should say. Another one goes outside, out onto the track, and it's two balls and two strikes. Maybe they ought to keep somebody over there. Bunch of left-handed hitters today. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball onto the track. Football field is behind us, and to the left, and also is Hinkle Fieldhouse, historic Hinkle Fieldhouse. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball back out of play once again onto the track and field area. Count stays 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Fly ball heading out towards right, and right there is the right fielder, Tomani, and that's going to do it for the Butler Bulldogs here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and at the end of one complete. It's the Flyers, nothing, and the Bulldogs, nothing. Back after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Yeah, both teams go out 1-2-3, and that'll bring up the Flyers here in the second. It'll be Dobie, Padano, and Yaman do up for the Flyers here in inning number two. Little Ozzy there.
Leading off inning number two, third baseman number two, Mason Dobie.
Mason Dobie will lead it off, batting .275 with three home runs, 18 runs batted in, a couple of doubles to his name. Left-hander standing in. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. Mason from Tallahassee, Mason from Meaford, Ontario. There's a fly ball back out of play. Count goes one ball, one strike. Back here again later this afternoon for game number two. It'll be about 20, 30 minutes after this one's over with. This is a grass field, so they have to groom it and everything. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Grass field, about a 8 to 10 foot high fence all the way around. Here's the pitch. Pitch, ball two. 330 down the line, it's 400 dead center here at Bulldog Park. Fly ball heading out towards left. Long run, it's going to be out of play. Right down by the Butler hitting building. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the second inning. David Padano on deck. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball back out of play. They ought to just put somebody out there on the track and just say, hey, go for it. There's a stretch by Banks, and he fires. Called strike three as Mason thought it was a little bit outside. A second strikeout for Banks. That'll bring up David Padano. David coming in batting .292 with a home run and 13 runs batted in. He's got four doubles, two triples. This kid can fly. Here's the pitch. Strike at the letters. David from Worcester, Mass. It's a pitch. Little bunt. Nice bunt right in front of the plate. Catcher's going to go after it and hold on to it. So David Padano has a bunt single. First hit of the game for the Flyers. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Eddie batting .213 with four home runs, 22 runs batted. 22 runs batted in, two doubles to his name. At Eddie on first game of the year is our player profile. He's from West Sand Lake, New York. Throw over to first. Padano gets back safely. Flyers 13-8 on the year. Bulldogs 8-10. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Flyers will be down at Ohio U on Tuesday. Hopefully that'll be on ESPN Plus. Not a lot of room in the back between the plate and the backstop. Here's the stretch by Banks. He looks over Padano at first base and fires. Just misses a little high and outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Did not miss by much. Padano getting a good lead. Probably a good 10 feet off the bag. He's not going to fire over there. And I think he's right at that threshold where he knows how far he can go. Count one ball, one strike with one out here in the second inning. And Padano said, hey, if you're going to throw it over, I'll keep trying. I'll keep getting out there a little bit further. Banks takes a quick look over. Now he sets. And fires. Padano goes in a line drive out towards left. That is going to get down for a base hit. Padano's going to round third. He's going to come in to score. And the Flyers lead at 1-0. And Eddie Yaman gets a double down the left field line that scores Padano from first base. He was off and running. So two hits in the inning for the Flyers. Give the Flyers a run. And that will be 34, RBI number 23 for Yaman.
Michael Adair.
That'll bring up Michael Adair. He's batting 225 with a home run, 9 runs batted in. Michael? Out of Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. So 1-0 is our score here in the second inning. Runner goes. Throw down to third, and it gets past the third baseman. Down the left field line, and in comes Eddie Yaman. So Padano scores, and Yaman comes in on an error by the catcher, throwing error. It's now 2-0. So count is one ball and no strikes to Eddie Yaman, or Michael Adair. I'm sorry, Michael Adair. 2-0 is our score. Doby struck out. Padano had a bunt single. Here's a stretch and the pitch by Banks. In there for a called strike at the letters. One ball, one strike with one out. Two runs in here in the second inning. Could this be their big inning? Here's a pitch and swing and a miss by Adair. 1-2 the count. On deck, Nolan Watson. Sat out quite a few games with a groin injury. Here's the pitch. High and outside for ball two. 2-2 the count. One down here in the second. Two runs in. For the Flyers. On deck, Watson and Tomani to follow. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Line drive out towards left center field. That's going to get down and get between the two fielders. Here comes the throw into second, and standing up is Adair with a double. That is for Adair. His fourth double of the year. So one down. That'll bring up Nolan Watson.
Nolan Watson.
Watson batting 190 with a home run and 4 runs batted in. Like I said, he had to sit down because of a groin injury. Now he's back in the lineup. The throw back to second. Adair back safely. Two nothing is our score. 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Flyers. All here in this inning. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Banks. And if we're called, strike one. Paxton Tomani on deck. He's number 9 hitter, but he's almost like a leadoff hitter because he batted leadoff before. That was last year. Here's a stretch by Banks, and he fires. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going after it is Drum, and he's got it, and coming to third will be Adair. Standing up. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Paxton batting 224.
Paxton Tomaney.
Home run, 4 runs batted in. Paxton out of Tallahassee, Florida. Banks sets, looks over at third base, and fires the first pitch to Paxton. Ball out of play. No balls and a strike. Banks sets, looks over at third. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2 by Paxton Tomaney. On deck, Ivan Arias. Two runs are in here in this second inning. There's a stretch by Banks. He checks a runner over third and fires. Inside, way inside, almost hit his knees. 1-2 the count. Game 2 will be about 20, 30 minutes after this one's over with. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Paxton Tomaney. Cool afternoon here in Indianapolis, about 45 degrees with a wind out of the north. Here's the pitch. Check swing, he goes around. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second, but they get 2 runs.
2 runs on 3 hits. On 3 hits. 1 Bulldog error.
An error and a runner left on, and at the end of
Bulldog fans, please remain alert of the
inning and a half. It's the Flyers 2 and the Bulldogs come nothing. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Hey, Flyer fans, the Flyers will be back down at Day Air Ballpark on Tuesday, April 23rd at 7 o'clock when they host the Colonels of Eastern Kentucky. The tickets are $5 apiece for children 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students at the University of Dayton will be admitted free. There are luxury seats available, or luxury suites available for 300 people, seating for 20 fans. Then they've, last year, it was phenomenal. They played Wright State.
Leading off the home half of the second inning for your Bulldogs.
6,700 fans there, along with the band and everything. It was really great. So hopefully we'll see another 6,700 people down at the Day Air Ballpark at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, April 23rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Billy Wirtz will lead it off for the Here's a fly ball or ground ball base hit into left field. So Wirtz is on with the first pitch he sees from Majic, and that'll bring up Cade Lewis.
First baseman, number 6, Cade Lewis.
Cade Lewis will stand in. He's batting 368 with 5 home runs, 19 runs batted in. He's got 4 doubles and 3 triples. Somebody to watch. There's a stretch and a pitch by Majic. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Werchon getting a good lead over there at first base. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Cade Lewis is a freshman from Sartell, Minnesota. 6'3", 220. Left-hander stands in. There's a stretch by Majic, and he throws over to first. Almost caught Wirtz leaning. One ball, one strike, the count to Cade Lewis. Majic delivers outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike with nobody out here in the second inning. 2-0 Flyers, getting two runs in the top half of this inning. Majic delivers, swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Wirtz led off the inning with a single to left. Wirtz is a senior from San Marcos, California, fouled out of play. Count stays 2-2. Wind blowing out. It looks like it's now blowing in. So it's going to be hard to hit one out. There's a stretch by Majic. Checks runner Wirtz at first base. A long look, now he delivers. Fly ball hit out towards Padano. Padano on his horse, and that's going to get down and at the wall. Here comes Wirtz. He's going to score as stopping in second base will be Cade Lewis with a double.
Your center fielder, Ryan Drum.
That'll bring up Ryan Drum. Drum, batting 207 with two home runs, six runs batted in. He's got two doubles to his name. Batting right-handed. There's a stretch by Majic and a pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. Ryan Drum, a freshman from Madison, Wisconsin, went to Edgewood High School. 5'11", 200 pounds, center fielder. 2-1 is our score. Is the swing and a miss. Strike two. Butler has dented the plate once here in this inning. Nobody out with a runner standing at second base and Cade Lewis. Xavier Carter on deck. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right to left field, and right there is the left fielder and Mendez. There's one down.
Right
fielder.
That'll
bring up Xavier Carter. Xavier Carter. Carter, a left-hander, stands in. Batting 257 with a home run, 12 runs batted in. Majic looking at his wrist now, gets a sign from his from the dugout and throws back to second base. Carter will stand back in. A senior from Sacramento, California. Went to Capital Christian High School and transferred from San Diego State. Pitches in there for a called strike one. There's a stretch by Majic. Looks back at second. Now he fires. Ground ball to Yaman at first. He's going to take it himself. Two down. That sends Lewis over to third and bring up Drew Charney.
Your catcher, Drew Charney.
Charney, a freshman from Hopkins, Minnesota. Charney batting 222 with a home run, three runs batted in. Ian Che on deck. 2-1 is our score here in the bottom of the second inning. Majic delivers inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. He had to fix the mound a little bit. Didn't like the footing where he landed. 1-0 the count. Two down here in the second. Pitches inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Majic staring at his roots as they get that they pitch count calm. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one, breaking pitch over. 2-1 to count. Fans are bundled up today. Tomorrow's supposed to be 50. And here's the pitch. Called strike two. 2-2 the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Here in the second, 2-1 is our score. Majic sets. Ruxin delivers a 2-2. And that hit him right on the elbow. That hurt. Especially on a day like today.
Second baseman, number 8, Ian K.
Now stepping in, batting 375 with 3 home runs, 8 runs batted in. Thought it was Che, the way they spelled it here phonetically. Che, a sophomore from Mount Pleasant, Washington, or Wisconsin, went to Indian Trail High School. Checking out Charney over at first. So runners at first and third with two down. Kay standing in. On deck, the top of the order, and Carter Dorigi. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Got the inside portion of the plate. 2-1 is our score. Flyers got their 2 runs in the top of the inning. Bulldogs got their run here in the bottom of the second. Foul back, 0-2. Flyers back in action at home on Friday as they host the Fordham Rams in A-10 action. First game of the A-10 season for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's going to do it for K.
Warrior Bulldogs in the home half of the second inning. One run on two hits.
They get a run on 2 hits. No errors, 2 runners left, and at the end of 2 innings, it's the Flyers 2 and the Bulldogs 1. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
2-1 is our score. 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors, or 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Flyers, 2 hits, and an error for the Bulldogs. It will be Ivan Arias, Carlos Castillo, and David Mendez do up for the Flyers here in the top half of the third inning. Arias.
Leading out the second. Third inning for the Flyers, second baseman number 5, Ivan Arias.
Arias grounded out the second his first time up. Went right past the pitcher, right towards second base. Second baseman, K. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to their left side. And can't hang on to it is the shortstop in Dorigi. So we'll see if they give him an error or a hit. They're going to give him a hit.
Shortstop, number 8, Carlos Castillo.
That'll bring up Carlos Castillo, struck out swinging his first time up. One of 3 strikeouts on the day for the pitcher. Banks throws over, and Ivan gets back safely. Banks delivers. A nice bunt right back to Banks. Banks bobbles it, and he's going to be, can't make the play. It's going to be an error on the pitcher. So, nobody out. Runners at first and second. Second error of the game for the Bulldogs. That'll bring up David Mendez, who flied out to center. Mendez batting right-handed. Banks fires. Fake the throw back to second. Now checking his pitch comp. Game 1 of 4 here at Butler this weekend. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. On deck, Mason Doby. Wind blowing out towards left now. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike with nobody out. Runners at first and second. There's a stretch by Banks. He looks back at second. Now he fires. And therefore called strike one or strike two. Game two, the projected starters will be Grant Brooks for the Bulldogs and Connor Fennell for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Grounder into right field. That's going to get through. Here comes Arias around. Here comes the throw home, and Arias is in there. They throw to third, and in at third is Castillo. So Mendez gets an RBI single. And it's now 3-1.
Third baseman, number two.
That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby led off the second with a strikeout looking. Nobody out. Runners at first and third. Banks sets, checks the runners. Now he fires. Up high for ball one. Flyers now have five hits. Banks staring over at first to at Mendez. Here's the stretch, and now he fires over there. Mendez dives back into the base. Banks looks over at first. Now he sets. Fires over again. I wouldn't be surprised if Castillo goes one of these on one of these pitches that are thrown over there. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. 1-1 to count. I want to thank everybody, all the Flyer fans, for listening in. I know we probably won't get a lot with the date, with the basketball Flyers playing out at Salt Lake City right now. Just got started out there at Salt Lake. One and one the count. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Grounder, this time going right, a slow roller to the second baseman. And the runner at first, Mendez, is out. Interference. And Doby is on with a fielder's choice and an RBI. So it's runner's interference on
the number nine, center fielder, David Pedano.
They send Castillo back to back to third. David Pedano will step in. He singled and scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. Throw over to first. They'll be back safely. Eddie Yaman on deck. throw over to first. Castillo just sneaks down the line just a little bit. Score remains 3-1. Castillo at third. Mendez at first. It's a fake to throw over to first. They don't want to, for some reason, they just throw on over there. There's a stretch. And the pitch. And they're for called strike one. Keegan Calera will be coming off the DL here pretty soon. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 0-2 the count. So you got Pedano doing well. You got McDougal doing well. And then you got Watson coming off injury, as is Calera. So what do you do with him? That is a Coach King question. Here's a stretch, the 0-2 pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. A ball and two strikes. One down here in the second, or in the third. 3-1, Flyers leading it. So the pitch clock goes back to 20. Here's a stretch by Banks. And he fires. Swing and a miss. Pedano's out on strikes. Strikeout number four for him.
First baseman, number 3, Eddie Yaman.
That'll bring up Eddie Yaman, who doubled his first time up. And scored Pedano. Here's the pitch. But Banks throws over to first. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Flyers. Run, 2 hits, 2 errors for Butler. Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and Dobie wanted him to throw. Wanted the catcher, Charney, to throw. Dobie on the ear is now 3-3. Stolen bases. There's ground ball, slow roller, right past Coach King down third base. One ball, one strike, the count. Two down here in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Here comes a run from third, and Castillo's in. They throw down to third, and in third, a double steal. Castillo scores. Dobie goes to third on the double steal. That makes it now 4-1. A ball and two strikes now the count to Eddie Yaman with a runner out at third base and Mason Dobie. Here's the pitch. And a little looper out towards left. That's going to get caught by the right fielder. And that's going to do it for the Flyers.
For the Flyers here in the top of the third inning. 2 runs on 2 hits. 1 runner left on base. 1 Butler error.
So they get 2 runs on 2 hits. There was one error. Runner left on at the end of 2.5. It's the Flyers 4. And the Butler Bulldogs 1. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the third inning we go. Flyers lead at 4-1. 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors for the Flyers. A run, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Butler Bulldogs. And stepping to the plate for the
Bulldogs.
Shortstop,
number 4, Carter Dorigi.
Carter Dorigi struck out looking his first time up. He's 0-1. It'll be Dorigi, Urban, and Morotnik. Here in the third for the Bulldogs, here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Magic. Easy play, flips it over to Yaman. One up, one down. Going to bring up Joey Urban. He also struck out his first time up.
Number 12, Joey Urban.
Magic has 3 strikeouts on the day, no walks. He's given up a couple of hits. He's hit a batter. So Urban will stand in with 1 out. Takes in there for a called strike. 0-1. Magic getting the sign from his pitch comp. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch over for a called strike 2. Swing and a miss. Magic sets and fires. A fly ball heading out towards right field. Paxton Tomani underneath it. It turns 2 down.
Your left fielder, 16, Jack Morotnik.
Morotnik is a fly to Tomani to end the first inning. So 2 down here in the third. 4-1 is our score. Date leading it. They got 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd. Checking his pitch comp. Now here's the stretch. Here's the pitch by Magic, and a swing and a foul at the plate. Oh, and one to count. Butler out of the Big East. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. There's stretch in the pitch, high and inside for ball 2-1. You got Creighton, St. John's, Georgetown, Seton Hall, Butler, Xavier, UConn, and Villanova all in the Big East. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Pedano in center. It's going back and to his right and has it. And that's going to do it for the
Warrior Bulldogs.
For the Bulldogs,
no runs, no hits, no errors,
nobody left at the end of 3 complete. Flyers 4, Bulldogs 1. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Michael Adair will lead it off for the Flyers. He takes swings and misses at the first pitch. Watson on deck. Here's the pitch. Just misses for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Adair doubled his first time up. 2-2 now the count. Four, five, and zero for the Flyers. 1-2-2 for Butler. Here, the first game of two. Pitch misses low and outside for ball three. Didn't miss by much, that's for sure. Here's Banks sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 5 strikeouts now for Butler or for Banks.
Catcher, 16, Nolan Watson.
They bring up Nolan Watson, who had a sack fly out towards center field his first time up. Play here in the fourth. 4-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third baseman. Picks it up, fires over to first, got him. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney, who struck out swinging his first
time up. The right fielder, number one, Paxton Tomaney.
Partly cloudy skies here in Indianapolis today. It's supposed to be in the 50s tomorrow. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Reds opening day on Thursday. 4:10 first pitch. They take on the Washington Nats. My boys, the Tribe. I still call them the Tribe. Check swing goes around. 1-1 the count. Cleveland Guardians out in Oakland as Stephen Vogt begins his first year as manager, and he goes up against his old mates. Ground ball, second baseman. Over to first, almost throws it away, but they get him anyway.
For the Flyers, in the top of the fourth.
They go down quickly.
Nobody left.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 3.5, it's the Flyers 4. And the
Pepsi
Bulldogs won back
up
to this
timeout.
This is the
Pepsi
Gem City Sports Network.
Now.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
4 to 3-1 is our score. The Flyers leading it.
Leading off the home half of the fourth inning for your Bulldogs. Number 7, third base.
Flyers leading it 4-1. They scored 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Leading it off will be the top of the order. Oh, no, I take that back. It'll be Billy Wirtz. Wirtz singled on one pitch. There's pitch. And they're called strike one. Breaking pitch. On deck, Cade Lewis. Wirtz scored the only run of the game for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. A little low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Major getting the sign. Now he sets and fires. Ground ball into the Butler dugout. 1-2 the count. It's got to be cold out there. I mean, it is cold. It's windy. There's a stretch, or here's the pitch by Magic. Called strike three.
Another, first baseman.
Another strikeout for Eli.
Lewis.
His fourth of the game. That'll bring up Cade Lewis. Lewis doubled out to right center field his first time up. And knocked in the run for the Bulldogs. Swinging and a miss, strike one. To Cade Lewis, the first baseman. Brooks and Fennell will go at it in game number two. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not. Games are just getting started around the A-10. Here's the pitch. Up high and inside for a ball. UMass is at Seton Hall. St. John's at Fordham. Siena is at Davidson. VCU at Xavier. St. Joe, Kent State, St. Louis, or Cincinnati is at St. Louis. Richmond is at High Point. And St. Bonaventure and Rhode Island has been canceled. And a base hit to right or left center field puts Lewis on at first base. His
31.
Second hit of the game.
Your center fielder, Ryan Drum.
Ryan Drum will step to the plate with one down. So, Lewis stands at first base for the second time today. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Magic delivers. Line drive right past the third baseman. And Dobie. So, base hit for Drum.
Which right runners at first
and second?
Xavier Carter.
That'll bring up Xavier Carter, who grounded to Yaman in the second inning. Drew Charney on deck. Two hits in this inning for Butler. Let's put runners at first and second with one down. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ian Kay on deck. Magic looks back at second. Now he fires. Outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. St. Bonaventure at Rhode Island was canceled. There's a stretch by Magic. Looks back at second base. Rocks and fires the 2-0. Just misses outside for ball three. 3-0. Top 25 action. Number 11, Alabama is trailing Georgia 4-2. Just getting underway is Louisville at Wake Forest, Vanderbilt at South Carolina, and Florida is at Florida State at Clemson. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. Those are all 1 o'clock starts. Here's a stretch Magic rocks and fires. In there for called strike on the corner. 3 o'clock starts. Delaware is at number 22, Campbell. Number 10, East Carolina is at U.S. Texas San Antonio. Number 14, Virginia is at Pittsburgh. Number 21, here's a pop-up back out of play. Number 21, Mississippi State is at number 7, Texas A&M at 3 o'clock. Coastal Carolina is at Appalachian State. Duke at North Carolina State. Arkansas, the number 1 team in the country. They are at number 23, Auburn. Throw back to second base. One down here in the third inning, or in the fourth inning. Wirtz led off with a strikeout. Here's the pitch by Magic. Ground ball foul. 3-2 the count. Drew Charney on deck. Magic sets, looks back at second. Now he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. So another strikeout.
11.
Five,
your catcher,
four.
Drew Charney.
Drew Charney, seventh in the plate. He was hitting the elbow. His first time up. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's a stretch and the first pitch. A difficult strike one. Magic sets. Checks the runners and fires the 0-1. Grounder this time to the shortstop. They throw over to third. They got him. That's going to go 6-5 on the play.
For the Bulldogs in the home half of the fourth inning. No runs, two hits, two runners left.
So that's going to do it for the Bulldogs here in the fourth inning. They get no runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. At the end of four complete here at Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, it's the Flyers 4 and the Bulldogs 1. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the top half of the fifth inning we go. Flyers lead at 4-1. Banks will begin his fifth inning of work. Banks has gone four innings, given up five hits, four runs, three earned. Hasn't walked anybody, struck out five. He will face here in the...
For the Flyers. Second baseman, half of the fifth. Number five, Ivan Arias.
Ivan Arias will lead it off for the Flyers here in the fifth inning. Arias, 1-for-2, struck out, or he grounded out and singled and scored a run. So, Banks back in there. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Have the second game for you here. After this one's over with, pitch is in there for a called strike. And then both games tomorrow, we will not be down at Ohio U on Tuesday. Here's the pitch. This is low and that's inside for a ball. 2-1. But we will have all three games against the Fordham Rams over the Easter weekend. 4 o'clock first pitch on Friday. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Grounder right to the third baseman. Wirch fires over to first. One up, one down. They'll bring up Carlos Castillo.
Number 8, shortstop, Castillo. Carlos Castillo.
Reached on an error last time up, stole home to score. The fourth run of the game for the Flyers. So one down here in the fifth inning. Bank sets, now fires. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-1. No balls, one strike, one down here in the top half of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. So that puts Castillo on at first. That'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez singled his last time up.
Left fielder, 30, David Mendez.
Was out at second base. So one down, Mendez standing in. He is 1-for-2. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 4 hits, 2 errors. Here's a pop-up back out of play. Oh, and 1 the count. I hope I don't walk out there and see a shattered windshield. Oh, 1 the count with 1 down here in the fifth. Throw to first. Castillo back safely. Here's the stretch. Banks, long look, now delivers. And if we're called strike two. Castillo is 6 of 7 in stolen bases. Here's the pitch. Nope, they throw over to first. Castillo back safely. One down here in the fifth. Banks sets, checks the runner, and fires. Foul back. Count stays, no balls, two strikes. Flyers got 2 in the second, 2 in the third. The Bulldogs got their run in the second. Banks taking a long look over there at first base. And he fires. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Strikeout number 6 for Banks.
Third baseman, number 2, Mason Doby.
That'll bring up Mason Doby. Doby reached on the fielder's choice. That got a run in. Stole second, stole third. Go to first. Doby is now 4-for-4 in stolen bases. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Castillo's in there. The ball gets away from the shortstop, and Doby's going to come around to score. And he does, all the way from first base, a three-base error, and it's now 5-1. That's going to be an error on the catcher. So, Doby comes all the way around to score for the second time today, and it's now 5-1. 0-1 to count. I mean, that was Castillo that came around to score, not Doby, Castillo. Five to one is our score. Here's the pitch to Dobie, outside for a ball. There's a stretch and the pitch by Banks. Dobie scores around. Nice bunt down the third base line. He's going to beat it out. Base hit for the Flyers for Mason Dobie. That was a perfect bunt down the third base side.
Center fielder.
Didn't get out of the grass. Kind of slowed down, but it got down there. Here comes David Pedano, but Pedano is 1-for-2. Singled and struck out, scored a run. Throw to the first runner back safely. So Carlos Castillo scores the run on an error by the catcher, throwing error. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Grounder up the middle, base hit. Stopping at second base is Dobie. Hit number 7 for the Flyers. Two down here in the 5th inning. Catcher Charlie going out to talk to his pitcher. Try to settle it down with just 2 down here in the 5th.
First baseman, number 3, Eddie Yaman.
So Yaman will stand in. He's 2-for-2. No, I take that back. 2-for-2. He doubled his first time up. He'll throw back to second. Nope, didn't no throw. Yaman doubled in the second. Scored the second run of the game, and they fly out to right. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Yaman standing in, batting right-handed as Banks gets to the side. Ground ball down the right left field line. Here comes Dobie around to score. Here comes Pedano around to score. And going into second with a 2-run double is Eddie Yaman. So 2 more runs come across, and it's now 9. It's now 7-1. No, 9-1. 7-1. Going to give him a double.
Designated hitter, 34, Michael Adair.
So Michael Adair will stand in. He is 1-for-2. Doubled and struck out. So 3 runs in this inning. Here's a pop-up back out of play. Flyers trying to win this one. We'll go 14-8. Adair standing in. Here's stretch, look back at second base, and the pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. 3 runs in, 7-1 is our score. Here as we play in the top of the 5th inning. Here's a stretch by Bates and Banks, and here's a check swing, and he goes around. 1-2 the count. One and two the count, 2 down here in the 5th inning. Pitches outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Nolan Watson on deck. Might see McDougal behind the plate in the second game. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left. Going back on it. Baroknik, and he's got it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the
fifth Flyers inning. In the top of the 5th. 3 runs on 3 hits. 1 runner left on base. 1 Bulldog error.
3 runs, 3 hits, an error. Runner left on. And that makes now 7-1. We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the home for the Flyer Baseball, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Draft Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Eli Majic back out.
Leading
of
the off the Butler
Flyers.
Second baseman, number 8, Ian K.
Ian K. 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 I guess it is K. Standing in.
No fighting.
If I could get a Dayton Flyers score for basketball. As Majic sets and delivers the first pitch. Check swing did not go around. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. The fly ball well hit out towards left. Going back is the left fielder in Mendez, and he's got it. Wind held that one up.
Shortstop, number 4, Carter Dorigi.
So Kay flies out to left. That bring up Carter Dorigi. He was 0-2. He's grounded out to back to the pitcher and struck out. Here's the pitch. And if they're called strike one. On one to count to Dorigi. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards left. And it's a fair ball. And going into second base is Dorigi with a double down the line. Nobody can get to it.
Number 12, designated hitter, Joey Urban.
Urban standing in. He is 0-2. He's struck out and flied out to the right. His two times up, one down here in the fifth. First pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the one pitch and a pop-up in the infield. Yaman has it, and that's going to do it for the... No, I take that back. I thought there was two down.
Left fielder, 16, Jack Marochnik.
That ring up Jack Marochnik. He is 0-2. He's flied to left, flied to center. Or flied to right, flied to center. I'm sorry. Here's a pitch. Misses for a ball. Next pitch is over for a called strike one. There's a stretch. And the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Run. Ball gets away from Watson, but no, runner not going anywhere. Magic sets. Tried to get through this inning to get the win. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. Three and one to count. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike two. Three and two the count. Two down. Magic sets and looks back at second base. Here's his pitch. Breaking pitch high. They throw down to second. Not time. Ball four. So that puts Marotnick at first base with a walk.
Third baseman, number seven, Billy
Wirch. Wirch one for two. Single and strikeout. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's a pitch. And if they're called strike one. No balls and a strike. Two down here in the fifth. And the pitch. Called strike two. Flyers trail at the half, 40-28 to Arizona. Magic delivers the 3-2 and swing and a miss, strike three.
For your Bulldogs.
So, no runs.
One hit, two runners left on base.
No runs, one hit, no errors, two runners left. And at the end of five, it's the Flyers 7 and the Bulldogs 1 back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. A force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Everybody buckle up!
Nola Watson leading off the sixth inning for the Flyers. Watson, 0 for 1 with a sack fly. One ball, one strike to count to Watson with Tomani on deck. 7-1 as we play here in the sixth. Swing and a miss, strike two. There's a stretch by Banks. pitch inside, almost hit him. 2-2 the count. Nolan Watson. Tomani on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Count to the leadoff hitter. Here's pitch and a ground ball foul. Count stays 2-2 to Nolan Watson. Here's pitch and a ground ball. Slow roller to second base. And Watson cannot beat it out. Goes 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Paxton Tomani, who's 0-2. Struck out and it grounded out.
Right fielder, number one, Paxton Tomani.
Seven runs, eight hits, and a no errors for the Flyers. A run, five hits, three errors for the Bulldogs here in the first of two from Bulldog Park in Indianapolis. Here's the pitch. And there for called strike one. On deck, top of the order, and Ivan Arias. Ivan will be our player profile tomorrow. Here's the pitch. Pop up, back out of play. I went to the count to Paxton. Here's the pitch. Foul at the plate, 0-2. This game and all of our games that we've done over the last 12 years is up on our website, gemcitysports.com. Glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon from Bulldog Park in Indianapolis, the home of the Butler Bulldogs. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards center. Going back out as the shortstop, in as the center fielder, and they got it. Two down. So Drum coming in. He was in on the fly. So two down. That'll bring
number
up
five, second baseman, Ivan Arias.
Arias on the day is 1-4-3. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Two down here in the set, in the sixth inning. Flyers leading it 7-1. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-0 the count to Ivan. Two down here in the sixth. 7-1. Flyers leading it. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to Wirt. Over to first. That's going to do it. Back after this.
For the Flyers in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, nobody left.
Everybody buckle up. Buckle up. Everybody buckle up.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Draft Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. A force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lewis grounded out to Ivan. 3 balls and two strikes now, the count to Ryan Drum. Drum 1-for-2 on the day. Singled his last time up. Here's a fly ball heading out towards Padano. Two down. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Xavier Carter.
Xavier Carter.
Carter on the day is 0-for-2. Grounded out to first, struck out swinging. There's a pitch by Magic. Eli on the day. He's gone 5 2/3 innings, given up 5 hits, 1 run. That was earned. He's got 1 walk. Padano is right there. The line drive, and that's going to do it for the
Butler in the sixth. Nobody left.
Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of six, it's the Flyers 7. And the Bulldogs 1. Back after this timeout. You're listening to the home of the Flyers, Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Halftime score from Salt Lake City. The Flyers trail by 7. It's the Arizona Wildcats 40 and Dayton Flyers 33. New pitcher on the mound for the Bulldogs. That will be Christian Finnegan. Finnegan on the year has no record. He's making his fourth appearance. He's pitched 2 2/3 innings, given up 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 6, struck out 2, has a 10.12 ERA. He will face Castillo, Mendez, and Doby. We do not own the rights, and that is not coming across the PA system.
Shortstop, number 8, Carlos Castillo.
So Carlos Castillo will stand in. He was hit by a pitch and scored on a 3-base error by the catcher who threw it into center field. And Castillo came all the way around to score. He is 0-2. Reached on an error. Pitch is in there for a called strike 1 by Finnegan. Here's the pitch, high and outside for a ball. Finnegan is a right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 205, junior from Ladera Ranch, California. Next pitch is ball 2, 2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball 2. I'll make it ball 3, 3-1. To Carlos Castillo, leading off here in the 7th inning. Flyers leading at 7-1. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 5 hits, 3 errors for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch and a pop-up coming back out, coming back this way. Look out. 3-2 the count. Castillo, Mendez, and Doby do up here in this 7th inning. We're stirring down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's a stretch by Finnegan. And a fly ball heading out towards center field. Drum coming in, calling off the left fielder in Rocknick, and there's 2 down. Make that 1 down.
Left fielder, number 30, David Mendez.
David Mendez will stand in. He is 1-for-3 today. He singled in the 3rd. He struck out and fly to center. First pitch is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. So for Banks, he goes 6 innings, gives up 8 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 6. Hit a batter and threw. Don't see how many pitches he threw. Here's the pitch by Finnegan, inside for a ball, 2-0. Finnegan delivers. Outside ball called strike. Three balls and a strike now to David Mendez. Thought it was a ball, but you don't do that to an umpire because he will ring you up in a heartbeat. Foul ball down the left field line. Count goes 3 balls, 2 strikes to David Mendez with Mason Doby on deck. Here's the pitch. Misses inside and high, ball 4. That'll bring up David Pedano. Or Mason Doby, I'm sorry, Mason Doby.
Pedano third baseman, went out there. Number 2, Mason Doby.
Doby on the day is 1-for-3. Struck out, reached on a fielder's choice, stole 2 bases, and then singled and scored his last time up. There's pitch and a foul back out of play. Look out, Tracksters. 0-1 to count. Mendez on at first base with one down. Padano on deck. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Throws over to first. Mendez has to dive back into the bag. Here's a stretch by Finnegan, and he'll throw over once again. A little bit closer. Flyers scored two in the second, two in the third, three in the fifth. Butler got there running the second. Pitch down in dirt, and Mendez is going to get a stolen base. That'll be the sixth stolen base for Mendez. He's 6-for-6 on the year. Here's a pitch. Misses for a ball. Collectively, Dayton is coming into today's game 38-52 in stolen bases. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count goes to two balls, two strikes. One down here in the seventh. Flyers leading at 7-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, and going down to second, or third, is Mendez. His seventh stolen base of the year. Here's the pitch by Finnegan, and a fly ball heading out towards center field. Drum has it, and here comes Mendez in to score the eighth run of the game for the Flyers. So an RBI for Dobie, his second of the day.
Center fielder, number nine.
That'll bring up David Padano. Padano singled his last time up. He is 2-for-3. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Dayton and Butler in the Pioneer League in football. A-10 and everything else as Butler. Butler's in the Big East. Next pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike. Two out here in the seventh inning. 8-1 is our score. Here's a pitch, a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Ball and two strikes to David Padano. Eddie Yaman on deck. 1-2 the count. Here's a stretch by Finnegan, and he delivers. Up high and inside for ball two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Eight, one is our score. Here's Finnegan, sets and delivers. This is high for ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Finnegan sets and fires. They'll foul back out of play into the netting. Three and two the count to David Padano, center fielder. There's a stretch and a 3-2 pitch. That'll foul back out of play. That's heading back towards my car. Okay. Three balls, two strikes, two out here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Count stays 3-2. Padano out of Worcester, Mass. Stands in. Now here's the stretch and the pitch. Cold strike three. That's going to do it for the Flyers in the seventh.
Nobody left on base.
They get a run on no hits.
Fans, it's time to get up and stretch. Sing along.
No errors.
Take me out to the ballgame.
Nobody left on. At the end of 6.5, it's the Flyers 8 and the Bulldogs 1. It's stretch time here at the stadium. We'll be back with more after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best build-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an
Flyer fans, get your tickets for the upcoming game down at Day Air Ballpark when the Flyers take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. 7 o'clock. This will be the fourth straight year the Flyers have played down at Day Air Ballpark. Last year they defeated Wright State in a game that had a lot of people there. They had set a record of 6,742 fans, I think that's what it was.
Leading off the bottom Dayton, of the seventh for your Bulldogs. Your catcher, Dayton, 11, Drew
years ago,
Garney.
Played Ohio State down there at Day Air. Set a record with about 4,000 fans in attendance, but UD's game against Wright State broke that record to shatter that thing. And so get your tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Students at UD get in for nothing. Charney will lead it off. He has been hit by a pitch and reached on a fielder's choice. 0 for 1. Magic back out on the mound for the Flyers going into the seventh inning. It was actually down in the Dayton bullpen. Ball gets away from Watson, goes back to the backstop. It's 1-1 to count. Magic has gone six innings, has given up five hits, one run. That was earned. One walk, six strikeouts, gave up two doubles. There's a pop-up back out of play. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. Can't see down in the where Butler is. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is outside for a ball, 2-2 the count. Game two, it'll be Grant Brooks taking on Connor Fennell. Those are scheduled pitchers. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three, 3-2. Flyers, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Butler, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. Here's a windup and a pitch by Magic. Called strike three, right down the middle of the plate. 7 strikeouts now for Magic. That'll bring up
second baseman, number 8, Ian
Che. He is 0 for 2. He struck out swing and has flied to the left. He's two times up at the plate. Eight to one is our score. Here's a fly ball back out of play. 0-1 to count. Eli going after his third win of the year. And his third start of the year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 the count. The ball's two strikes, one down, as Stepping out is Che. Flyers are back in action after this weekend. They're back in action on Tuesday down at Ohio University. I think it's a 6 o'clock start down there. And then they will be back home on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday is at 4 o'clock. And the Sunday game's at noon. Swing and a miss, strike three. Strikeout number 8.
Number 4, your shortstop, Carter Dorigi.
Carter Dorigi. So it is a 4 o'clock start on Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday, and noon on Sunday. So Dorigi standing in. He doubled his last time up down the left field line. Here's the pitch. In there for Cold, strike one. He's 1 for 3 on the day. 0-1 to count. Struck out and grounded back to Magic. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. As we play in the bottom half of the 7th inning, it's the first of 4 with Butler here at Bulldog Park. And the pitch. Ground ball first base side and into the Dayton bullpen. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. To Carter Dorigi, the shortstop. Not a bad crowd on hand here at Bulldog Park today. Here's the pitch. Grounder right past Magic over to the shortstop. And that's going to do it.
Butler in the bottom of the 7th. No runs, no hits, nobody left.
So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of 7 complete, it's the Flyers 8. And the Bulldogs won. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
All-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drive Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intakes, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Eddie Yaman will lead it off here in the top of the 8th inning. Flyers leading at 8-1. Finnegan delivers in a ground ball foul just past Coach King down to third base. Yaman is 2 for 3. He's doubled twice, scored a run, knocked in a run, fly to right. Here's the pitch by Finnegan. Just misses outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike to the leadoff hitter here in the 8th. It'll be Yaman, Adair, and Watson do up for the Flyers here in the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. 2-1 to count. Flyers trying to win for the 14th time this year. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for ball 3. Flyers winner at Eastern Kentucky. There's a ground ball. Base hit into center field for Eddie. His second hit of the game. Make it his third hit of the game. And that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair is 1-for-3.
Designated hitter, 34, Michael Adair.
So Adair will stand in. So Eddie's got another base hit. Nolan Watson on deck. Finnegan looking over at first base. Yaman not that far off the bag. Now he throws over there. Yaman dives back in. Flyers winner was 4-5. They lost coming in that last game of the series, or the second game of the series of Eastern Illinois last weekend. Pitches in there for a called strike one. At Ohio U on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then Fordham comes to town on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend. Can't be there. Join us on the. Join us right here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com. Finnegan sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch. This is outside for a ball. Adair squared around the bunt. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Here is action just now starting. Down in the bullpen. Here's the pitch. The fly ball left side, and that's going to get out of play. It's the batting cages for the Bulldogs. One ball, two strikes, the count. To Michael Adair. Watson on decks, on deck. Another throw over. Guys are all bundled up, that's for sure. There's a stretch by Finnegan. Looks over at first base. Shalman a good lead. And he delivers in the ground ball, slow roller to the second baseman. He picks it up, fires over to first, got it. So Adair out, 4-3, and that moves Yaman to second. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson the catcher, 0-for-2 with the sack fly.
Nolan Watson.
Fly to center, grounded out to third, and grounded out to second. There's a stretch by Finnegan, and he looks back at second base. Che comes back, sneaks behind him, and they throw it away. Another error on the, as going to third is Adair. So that would be an error on the pitcher. Fourth error of the game for the Bulldogs. Call it Waddy. Here's the pitch. Just misses inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. At the knees, it's called strike one. One on one to count with one down. A runner at third base. Here's the pitch by Finnegan. A fly ball well hit out towards center. Going back is Drum. He's got a beat on it. The wind's going to hold it up, and coming in to score will be Michael Adair, and it's now 9-1. So the second sack fly by Watson.
That'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Number one, Paxton Tomaney.
Paxton. 0-for-3 on the day, struck out, grounded out to second, and flied to center. Two down here in the eighth. Run in. Finnegan delivers. A A fly ball heading out towards Drum out in center field. He's over, going over to his right and has it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number 8. They do get a run on a hit.
For the Flyers, no errors. Top of the 8th, one run on one hit. Nobody left on.
Nobody
base.
Left on.
One Bulldog error.
7.5.
Bulldog fans, we'll take follow the dogs one on error. Social media. @Butler_base.
One error.
On Instagram.
And after 7.5, it's the Flyers 9, and Butler's 1 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the ASO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csr.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the ASO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csr.uso.org.
Anthony Hattrip on the mound for the Flyers as Eli Magic goes 7 innings. So Hattrip 1-0 on the year, making his 8th appearance. He's pitched 10 innings, given up 12 hits, 9 runs, 6 earned. He's walked 2, struck out 8, has a 5.40 ERA coming into this matchup. So the line on Eli Magic goes 7 innings, give up 5 hits, 1 run. That was earned. Walked 1, struck out 8. And he hit a batter. So he's in line for the win.
Leading off the home half of the 8th inning, Warrior Bulldogs, so, designated hitter, number 12, Joey Urban.
Joey Urban will lead it off for the Bulldogs here in the 8th. He's 0 for 3, struck out, flying out to right, flying to first. We play here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Flyers leading at 9-1. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. But a run, 5 hits, and 4 errors. Magic in line for the win. Here's a ground ball right, a foul right at the plate. Hit Urban. Here's the windup and the 0-1 pitch. And if they're called strike 2, breaking pitch over. Arizona leads Dayton 54-49 in the second half. The ball and 2 strikes to count to Joey Urban, leading off the bottom of the 8th inning. There's the 1-2 pitch. Foul tip into the glove of Watson, and that's going to be a strikeout.
Left fielder, 16, Jack Marotnick.
Jack Marotnick elite steps in. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. According to the ESPN app, it's 10:46 left in the second half. Arizona over Dayton, 54-49. It's within striking distance. First pitch is in, is high for ball one. Ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch and a foul back. Hattrip gets a sign now delivers the 1-1 pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Evan Parks on deck now for the Bulldogs. He will hit for Wirch. Two balls, one strike to count. Time called. Nolan Watson going to the mound. They might be at a timeout now, too. Flyers trying to move into this Elite Eight. Hattrick winds and delivers the 2-1 pitch. This is outside for ball 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two, 3-2 the count. Strike three, pulls a string on him. Second strikeout for Hattrick, and that'll bring up Evan Parks. Hitting for Wirch.
Pinch hitting for your Bulldogs. 26, so, Evan Parks.
Parks batting 237 with two home runs and five runs batted in. Left-hander, stand in. Here's the pitch by Hattrick. Misses low for a ball. Evan Parks is a sophomore, 6'3", from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sophomore. There's a fly ball out towards right. Going after it is Tomaney, and it's off. Goes past him off the wall. Parks is going to go in standing at second base with a double. So that'll be Parks' first double of the year.
Number six, first baseman Cade Lewis.
That'll bring up Cade Lewis. Lewis on today has been a thorn in the side of the Flyers. He is 2-for-3, doubled, singled, and grounded out to Ivan Arias at second base. Hattrick staring back at second base. Now he fires. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Over to first. And Castillo to Yaman. And that's going to do it here in the eighth
inning.
For
your Bulldogs in the bottom of the eighth.
No runs, a hit.
One runner left on base.
A hit. No errors, a runner left on. And at the end of eight, it's the Flyers 9 and the Bulldogs 1. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Changes for the Bulldogs here in the ninth inning. Parks stays in the game. He will go over to first base. And Lewis will move over to third. Wirch is out. And into center field is David Ayers. And Drummond's done. Finnegan's still on the mound. Here's the first pitch inside to Arias. Arias on the day is 1-for-4. Singled in the third and scored a run. So play here in the ninth. 9-1 is our score. 2 balls and no strikes to count. Finnegan delivers. And if we're called strike, 2-1 to count. Fitting and sets. Now he delivers. Ground ball, third base. Lewis picks it up, fires over to Parks. One up, one down. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo on today is
number 8, shortstop.
0-for-3.
Castillo.
He struck out, reached on an error by the pitcher, was hit by a pitch, and it's flied out to center. 0-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Here's the pitch by Finnegan. This is low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to count. On deck, David Mendez. No need for Wisman here in this one. Here's a pop-up right side. First baseman, they're not going to catch it. It's way over by the fence. There's a lot of foul territory here at Bulldog Park. 1 ball, 1 strike the count here in the top of the ninth inning in game one of our doubleheader. Flyers leading it 9-1. They got two in the second, 2 in the third, 3 in the fifth, 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. They got 1 down here in the ninth. Castillo standing in with a 1 ball, 1 strike count. Here's a stretch by Finnegan, and he delivers, and the ball gets away from the catcher and goes all the way up to the top of the screen. 2 balls and a strike. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Dorigi over to Parks and throws it away. Oh, they got him. They tagged him. Nice play by Parks. As Dorigi threw it wide, and Parks tagged him on the back as he went past him. So that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez on the day is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored.
Number 2 30, stolen bases. Left fielder, David Mendez.
No, I take that back. He's 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. One down here in the ninth. Bulldogs will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate. They got to be Ayers, Carter, and Charney. Finnegan sets and delivers the 2-0 pitch. Foul back out of play. 2-1. Nine to one is our score. 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, 6 hits, 4 errors for the Bulldogs. Magic in line for the win. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field, but Ayers is right there, going over to his right, has it. There's two. That'll do it for the Flyers here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left, and at the end of 8.5, it's the Flyers 9 and the Bulldogs of Butler 1. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drive wreck winner Jeff Lutz
to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Jacob McGovern in on the mound to try and close this out for the Flyers. McGovern making his fourth appearance. He has one save on the year. He does not have a record, just one save. He's pitched two and a third innings, giving up two hits, two runs. Both earned, walked one, struck out two, and has a 7.71 ERA. McGovern will face Ayers, Carter, and Charney. David Ayers is batting .286. He's 2-for-7 on the year.
For your Bulldog. Center fielder.
No home runs. Run batted in.
Ayers.
.286 batting average. Tommy Townsend on deck. That hits him right in the middle of the back. That hurts. So the first pitch by McGovern is a hit by pitch. Now bringing up Tommy Townsend. Townsend on the year.
For Butler, number 9, Tommy Townsend.
Making his, he has yet to have an at bat. But he scored a run, and he's walked. So a runner at first base, nobody out. Tommy Townsend on deck, or up at the plate. Standing on deck, Jace Esslinger. Here's the first pitch, and if we're called strike. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-1 is our score. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two, 0-2. Ayers was hit by a pitch, he's at first base. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Foul tip at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Flyers down 66-55 to Arizona. About 6 minutes to go in the second half. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So McGovern gets a strikeout. And that'll bring up Jace Esslinger. Esslinger does not have an at bat.
Pitch hitting for your Bulldog.
Does not have a hit.
Jace Esslinger.
He's 0-for-5 on the year. A.J. Solomon on deck. One down here in the ninth. Here's the pitch by McGovern. Inside, ball gets away. Is going to second will be Ayers on the wild pitch. Or pass ball, I'm going to say. It's pass ball on the catcher. One down, runner at second base. Esslinger standing in. Oh, 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A hefty cut by Esslinger. One ball, one strike the count. McGovern looks back at second base. Nobody around him. Now here's a pitch. Called strike two. 1-2 the count. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen, so it's McGovern's game to finish. Ball, two strikes, one out. Runner at second base. Ayers gets a good lead. Here's the pitch. A fly ball down the left field line and foul. Count stays 1-2. Count stays 1-2, one out here in the ninth. Flyers trying to win their sixth game out of seven. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a pop-up in the infield. But right fielder Tomani has it. There's two down. Gonna bring up A.J. Solomon. Solomon batting .214 with no home runs, five runs batted in.
Big hitting for your Bulldog. Number three, A.J. Solomon.
He is a graduate of Chaminade Julianne High School in Dayton. Played at Wright State last year. Seeing a lot of playing time here at Butler. He's been to bat 42 times. Nine hits. McGovern getting the sign. Now he sets and looks back at second base and fires. Foul ball down the third baseline. On deck, Carter Dorigi. The ball is one strike, the count to A.J. Solomon. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hitting out towards Mendez in left field. That's going to get down and to the wall. Run will score. Stopping at second base will be A.J. Solomon. So Solomon has an RBI double.
Number four,
AJ's
sixth
RBI.
Dorigi.
And first double of the year. Tenth hit. That makes it now 9-2. So Carter Dorigi will stand to the plate. He is 1-for-4. He doubled in the fifth inning up to the left field. Solomon getting a good lead at second. Here's the pitch and a foul back out of play. On to the track and field stadium. There's pitch high for a ball. One ball, one strike, two down to Dorigi. A run in on a double by A.J. Solomon. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from Watson, but not far enough for Solomon to go anywhere. Two balls, one strike, two down here in the ninth inning. McGovern looks back at second base, and he fires. Ball gets away from Watson, and going to third will be Solomon on a wild pitch. 3 balls, one strike to count. On deck is Joey Urban. McGovern staring in at his catcher. Now he sets and delivers the 3-1 pitch. Called strike three, or strike two on the outside corner. So they're down to their final strike here. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Outside, ball four. So Dorigi is on for the second time today. And that'll bring up
designated hitter, number 12, Joey Urban.
Joey Urban will step in. He is 0 for 4 on the day. He's struck out, fly to right, fly to first, and struck out again. So runners at first and third with two down. Arias moving to the shortstop side of second base on the shift. Runner goes, and going to second is Dorigi. Stole a base. That is his eighth stolen base in 10 attempts. Next pitch is high and outside for ball two. Action going on down in the Dayton bullpen now as Tommy Winterstein is heading out to the mound. Get your tickets today for the big game down at Day Air Ballpark. The Flyers host Eastern Kentucky on April 23rd, 7 o'clock, first pitch. The Flyers played the Colonels they played them on Wednesday and beat them 7-0 down at Richmond, Kentucky. Tickets are available right now. You can purchase tickets by phone at 937-228-2287 or 228-BATS. Tickets are $5 for children, $14 and other, under $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free. Luxury seats, suites will be $300, and they sold out last year when they played Wright State. So get them now. Get them early. April 23rd will be here soon. Here's a pitch up high for ball three. 3-0 the count. To Joey Urban on deck is Jack Marotnik. McGovern delivers. In there for called strike one, 3-1 to count. There is action down in the Dayton bullpen and left-handers up. McGovern getting the sign from his pitch comp. Steers in. Now he sets and delivers. Ball four, bases are loaded. So that puts Solomon at third.
16. Dorigi.
Dorigi.
At
second. And Urban at first. Jack Marotnik standing in. He is 0 for 3 with a walk. They're looking to see if the guy down there in the bullpen is ready. He just got started. It's a ground out. We'll do it. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 9-2 is our score. Eli Magic is in line for the win. Here's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards Padano. Padano on his horse and over his head. Hits the wall. Here comes one run around. Here comes one run in. Here comes two runs. And rounding second was Marotnik, and he stumbled. So he's got a three-run double. So Solomon scores. Dorigi or
first baseman
Dorigi scores.
Evan
and
Mark.
Urban scores from first. So three RBIs for Marotnik, and McGovern's day is done. As Coach King coming out to take the ball from him and bring in the left-hander. We'll see who that is. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Bennett LaPalme is now on the mound for the Flyers. Bennett on the year. Our microphone is right underneath the speaker, by the way. Bennett LaPalme is making his third appearance. He's pitched 1 2/3 innings, giving up a hit, a run. That was earned. He's walked two, struck out three, and has a 5.40 ERA. So he's going to try and get the final out here. It's 9-5. Butler scored four times. Evan Park is coming to the plate. He will be the eighth man to hit here in this inning. LaPalme from Bellbrook, Ohio, home of the Fighting Golden Eagles. I saw Bennett's mom at one of the games earlier. He's graduated Bellbrook High School, played three seasons of varsity baseball for head coach John Venters, named All-Ohio second team as a senior. Was two-time first-team All-Southwestern Buckeye League for the Golden Eagles. He also earned the league's Pitcher of the Year honor in 2023. Named All-Area First Team and Pitcher of the Year following the second-team honor as a junior in 2022. Bellbrook won the SWBL Championships in 2022 and 23. So Evan Park will stand in. He doubled it to right center field his only time up. So runners at second base in Marochnik, who slipped going around second. Otherwise, he'd be standing at third. Here's a pitch. Misses outside for ball. One ball, no strikes. On deck is Cade Lewis. LaPalme getting a sign from dugout. Now he sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? He did go around. Now, I don't know how the second base umpire, the umpire second base could see that. It's like asking the first base umpire if the left-hander went around. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low and outside for ball two. 2-1. I've said that almost every game that I've called. And it doesn't matter what league. There's a stretch by LaPalme. And the 2-1 pitch coming plate as he looks back at second base and fires 2-1 outside for ball three. Three balls and a strike. There's action down in the Dayton bullpen. On deck, Cade Lewis. He would be the ninth man to hit in this inning. They've scored four times here in the ninth. Here's a stretch by LaPalme. And he fires. Swing and a foul. Ball got away from Watson, and Marochnik goes down to third base. So runner at third base with two out. Three balls, two strikes to count to Evan Park. Here's the pitch. The 3-2 pitch. Payoff pitch coming plateward. And outside, ball four. So that puts runners at first and third. And that'll bring up Cade Lewis.
Number six, Cade Lewis.
Cade Lewis will step to the plate. On today, Lewis is 2-for-4. It's doubled, singled, flat, grounded to second, and grounded to short. He is the ninth man to hit here in this inning. The tying run, believe it or not, is on deck. LaPalme trying to finish it out for Magic. Runner goes at second, pitches outside for a ball. Park goes into second base with a stolen base. Parks is now 2-for-3 on LaPalme, sets and delivers. This is outside. They cannot find the plate right now. First base is open. The tying run coming will be at the plate, and David Ayers. Time called by Tommy Winterstein. And now Wishman is warming up in the bullpen. I was hoping he didn't have to play today. You know, didn't have to work today, but he's warming up. So Winterstein is breaking up the meeting. It's 2 balls, no strikes, a count. To Cade Lewis. Nine runs, nine hits, no errors for the Flyers. 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for the Butler Bulldogs. They are threatening here in the ninth inning. Two out. All these runs have come with two outs here in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Nick Wisman is warming up. Once again, down in the bullpen, he could be called to duty here in the Here's a stretch and a pitch by LaPalme. Ball four, bases are loaded. So LaPalme has walked his two batters he has
Center
faced.
Fielder, number two, David Ayers.
So that'll bring up David Ayers, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. Kind of a pinch hitter down at first base. A pinch runner, Keegan Connors. And Coach King has seen enough.
Your attention, please. Now running at first base for the Bulldogs. 15.
So Keegan Nick Wisman
Connors
will come in to pitch for the Flyers. So LaPalme is only going to pitch two batters, and he walked both. So Nick Wisman will come in to pitch here for the Flyers. We'll be back with his stats right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Nick Wisman on the mound now for the Flyers, trying to close it out. Trying to get a save here. As he will face the 10th man to hit in this inning, and David Ayers. Nick on the year is making his 11th appearance. He's 4-0 on the year, 3 saves. Pitched 22/3 innings, giving up 12 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 2, struck out 20. Has a 2.18 ERA. So Ayers will step in. And like I said, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. Just a reminder, get your tickets early for the game at Day Air Ballpark between the Flyers and the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. That'll happen on April 23rd at 6 p.m. down at Day Air Ballpark. Gates open at 6 p.m. Game first pitch will be at 7. We'll have it on for you here on Radio 1.GemCitySports.com if you can't make it to the game. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com/event. You can also purchase tickets by calling 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, 14 and under, $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted for free.
Your center fielder, number two, luxury suites will be available,
or are available, for $300 for seating for 20. They were all sold out last year when the Flyers played Wright State. So Wisman standing in on the mound, trying to get the final out of the game for the Flyers. Here's the first pitch. It's a swing and a miss. The ball's in the strike. Ayers was hit by a pitch and scored the first run of the inning for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch by Wisman. Fly ball out towards left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes one run in to score. Here comes the throw. And Ayers has a two-run single, and that makes it now 9-7. So Rocknick comes in to score. Parks comes in to score. Lewis stays at second base. So the tying run is over at first base. And that will bring up Tommy Townsend. No, I take that back. Somebody else is coming up to the plate.
Pinch hitting for your Bulldogs. Number one, Ethan Vakrumba.
Vakrumba will bat now for the Bulldogs. He will hit for Tommy Townsend, who hit earlier in this inning. Vakrumba batting 167 with a home run and six runs batted in. He is the winning run. Ground ball foul into the dugout, down to the third base side. Bulldogs have scored six times here in this ninth inning. Ethan Vakrumba standing in as Wisman tries to get out of this inning. Here's the pitch. He throws it back. Second inning, he throws it into center field. No interference called. Wisman got lucky there. Got very lucky. No balls, one strike to count to Vakrumba. There's a stretch by Wisman. He looks back at second base a couple of times. Third time, now he fires. This is outside for ball one. One ball, one strike to count. Vakrumba is the winning run. They've sent 11 men to the plate here in this ninth inning. Wisman trying to close it out for the Flyers. They were up 9-1 coming into this inning. Pitches in there for called strike two, so they're down to their final strike once again. One ball, two strikes, two out. Here's a stretch. And the 1-2 pitch by Nick Wisman. Ground ball right back at him. It goes off his glove, and it's not going to be picked up by anybody. So a base hit, bases loaded for Vakrumba. That'll bring up Esslinger for the second time. He flied to right his last time up. Nope, that is not Esslinger.
Pinch hitting for your Bulldogs. Number 10, Zach Munton.
Zach Munton. So, Munt will try to get the tying run, which is standing at second base, into score. That is Ayers standing out at second base. Base is loaded. Lewis standing at third. Here's pitches in there for a called strike one. Lewis at third. Ayers at second. Vikramba at first. Vikramba is the winning run. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. They're down to their final strike again. On deck, A.J. Solomon once again. There's a stretch, and the 0-2 pitch by Wissman. Swing, and a miss. Strike three, game over. The Flyers win it. 9-7. I tell you what, they came back. Nine runs, nine hits, no errors for the Flyers. Seven runs, 10 hits, and four errors for the Flyers, or for the Bulldogs. And we'll have to see who the winning pitcher is. Okay, the winning pitcher was Bajic. The loser will be Tyler Banks. So your final score, 9-7. We'll be back with game two in about 30 minutes. We'll be back in about 30 minutes with game number two of our doubleheader. The Flyers win it 9-7. They improved to 14-8. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long.
Your final score here in game one from Bulldog Park.
So the final score, 9-1, 9-9-0 for the Flyers, 7-10-4 for the 7-10-4 for the Butler Bulldogs. Winner Magic, the loser Banks. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll be back in 30 with game number two. Good night. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer Baseball, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.